Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
Today is April Fool's Day, so don't be fooled. But I did find a list of innocent April Fool's pranks that you can play on partners and your kids. I'm going to run over that in a second. Did you pull any pranks on your kids before you left for work at all?
No.
Yeah. I switched my kids' clothes. We always lay out our kids' clothes in the same spot for the next day so they can just wake up and get dressed. I swapped their clothes out.
Oh, my goodness.
It was a little bit of nothing today. But, you know, I did find a list of ideas that if you want to, you know, these are little pranks that you can pull on your, you know, your loved ones, your kids, your partner, and they're, you know, they're innocent. Like, my son filled my purse with bras that I had to remove at the register to reach for my wallet. That's pretty funny.
Oh, that is funny.
My husband changed my autocorrect to make you swap with y'all.
That's fun.
That's pretty good. We told a coworker there was vandalism in the parking lot and it looked like his tires were slashed. And when he got out to his car, we had taped photos of slash from Guns N' Roses all over his tires.
That's funny.
I have a whole bunch of these if you guys want to hear more. But are April Fool's pranks, like, are they annoying or are they funny?
I think it has died down. I haven't seen many in a while.
I don't know that they're funny.
I feel like Kevin's on to something.
Okay. Like, it used to be a bigger deal.
Yeah. It used to be a bigger deal. And yeah. I don't know. Like, in the last, like, 10 years or so, life just seems too on edge to, like, to goof on somebody with a little prank. It just seems like we're all, like, centimeters from falling off the cliff of the earth. And peeing on a toilet seat that you wrap saran wrap around just might be the thing that tips you over the edge.
It feels like, okay, so one time Gavin and I went to like the Goodwill we got dozens of plates and silverware and cups and all these things. And it's because they kept blaming us for leaving dishes in the sink in the break room, which it was not.
It was not us. Our hand to God.
It was never us, but we were constantly being blamed. So we thought it'd be funny one day to get as many plates and cups and forks and spoons as we possibly could and literally pile them as high as it was a balancing act, as high as the sink could go. And as like an April Fool's prank.
Yeah.
Not only did no one think it was funny.
Not a single person.
Then we had to clean it up.
Yeah. And there's something humiliating about having to clean up your own April Fool's prank that no one found funny.
Yeah. There was a time when we had a night girl and she filled up a million Dixie cups and put them in our office and started my computer playing the Mission Impossible music and laid them all on the floor. What? So we had to go and like pick them up to even get to the music to make it stop.
Yeah. That was really funny.
That was impressive.
A pain in the ass.
Yeah.
But it was very impressive. So, okay. So to go back, it's April Fool's Day. You could do a simple prank, simply set your significant other's alarm to a different sound. That's kind of funny.
That's funny.
Yeah.
This would shock me.
Or this one, I once changed my wife's birthday on Facebook to be April 1st so that everybody wished her a happy birthday that day. That's also really funny.
That is great.
Or is it possible that we think our boss is pulling an April Fool's Day prank on us? Because later today, we have to go to a very serious meeting. A corporate lawyer is zooming into this meeting, and we all have to be in person in the same room to watch it. Do we think it's suspicious that it's today? Do we think it's suspicious?
I didn't think of that.
Because it is at an inconvenient time for not just us.
Not just us. Quite
everyone.
A few people. Yeah.
Like, we have to stay much, much, much later in our day in order to go to this. But there are people that have to come in early for it. There are people that have to, like...
Can't do their show.
Can't do their show because of it. So do we think this is an April Fool's prank? And if it is... Are we happy with
it? Honestly, if that's an April Fool's Day prank, that is a good one.
Even though we had to stay so much
yes,
later.
Yeah, that wouldn't okay. be good.
It wouldn't be good, but it would be funny. No, I don't.
Okay.
Because too many people would have to be in on it.
Yeah.
The cat would be out of the bag.
The guy that's meeting with us, he's real too.
Well, I know he's real, but I mean, it's not like we saw like an email from him confirming the meeting. Like I could say that guy has a meeting with us after the show. You know, and anybody can say
but
that.
Our other boss came in and told us.
What if he's in on it?
Yeah, he's not good. He wouldn't be good enough at acting.
Yeah, you're right. Damn it. Yeah. I was really hoping that meeting was not going to be real. God, our day's so long. I wish instead our general manager, let me see. Just switched the apple on our lunch with a fake one. I'm looking over the list of April Fool's pranks I found.
For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.